Drivers, good to have you along. 32 minutes after the hour, 10:32 in the East, and this is the Open Road Cafe. We are your news and information authority each and every Monday through Friday right here, 6 to 11 Eastern Time. I'm sure glad we've been able to get Trooper Money Dial and R.J. Taylor to come visit with us. And it's the Ask the Law Marathon. It's May 31st, 2006, and we're live on the air with the Ask the Law program, brought to you as a public service by Alcoa Wheel Products, the Open Road Cafe, and Midnight Trucking. And with us are R.J. Taylor from Old Blue USA and Senior Trooper Money Dial from the Texas Highway Patrol. And the information and the answers to questions are up to date and can change without notice. Appreciate you hanging in there with us, drivers, and we're going to try to get through as many phone calls as we can. Again, let me stress that we will be doing this again tomorrow. If you're up on the Internet, go to openroadcafe.net, send us your email questions, and then what I'll do in the morning is I'll read them directly to RJ and Trooper Money Dial to get the answers that you need. We don't want to leave anybody out. I do want to point out that RJ is going to be at the Las Vegas Truck Show coming up in just a couple of weeks from now. Also, RJ will be in Dallas at the Great American Truck Show. And I'll tell you, it's really great to get these programs on board. I do want to get you guys back on the radio if we can do it, coming up when the Dallas Truck Show gets underway at the end of August. Right back to the phones we go. Let's say good morning to Dan in Ohio. Dan, welcome. You're on the panel, sir. Hello.
Hello.
Morning, Dan.
Yeah, I got a free pass question. He was talking about it last night. What if you get a red light and the scale sign says closed? Do you go in anyways, or do you just keep going?
Oops, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A lot of it's going to depend on if they've got the gates, you know, whether or not they do or they don't. Chances are, if nobody's there, somebody forgot to deactivate the system.
Okay, well, they're there, you know what I mean? It's happened to me before, and I just kept going. I didn't know what to do. And I asked my company about it, and they didn't know what to tell me.
I wish I could remember. RJ wrote the telephone number for PrePass down. And
you still have that, RJ? Are you still with us?
Yeah.
we're looking at RJ.
I was just looking. I got the number on PrePass. I've got it on.
Oh, you've got it. Okay.
Just call and ask them, no, Dan.
Okay. Yeah, we were looking to RJ to pull that number out. But
well, yeah, except I had the CEO's number.
Oh, this, okay. All right. Dan, does that help you a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, man, for
I
calling.
I didn't know if you knew the question or, you know.
Okay,
I'll call them then.
I appreciate you calling.